From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Governor has signed off on a bill that removes, revokes, and takes away the grandfather status for Amagon Funeral Home on Sheridan Drive in Tonawanda. So with that happening, it now forces Amagon to shut down the crematory portion of the facility. It does allow the funeral home to stay. Since this passage of the Anti-Combination Act in 1998, which prevented funeral homes from operating crematories, existing crematories operated by grandfathered funeral entities, meaning companies that had done it for a long time, could continue to do it. And it's called a grandfather status. So you've done it for so long, even though there's a new law, rule, or whatever in place, because you're a pre-existing thing, you've done it forever, you can continue. That has ended. That's been revoked. So this move now requires the permanent shutdown of the crematory portion. They've got 180 days to cease function there. It does not apply to the adjoining funeral home, which will continue to operate at the same address on Sheridan Drive. But that's a big move for residents in that area. A lot of people have many opinions about that particular facility. Weez, that's you grew up
in that
right area. So
I was far enough away where it didn't.
Okay, so it didn't really affect you. You knew about it, but
I knew about it. Okay. But it didn't do anything,
I imagine,
but
the closer you live, it would affect you more. But it's they got their grandfather status for quite a while on that one, and I think they knew that eventually this would be coming, so hopefully other plans were put into play. The promoter behind the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight just wants to let you know that it was totally not rigged in any of the claims because, well, here's the thing. Anybody that watched the fight probably figured it was rigged. Anyhow, the company said the following, the wide circulation of incorrect and baseless claims that undermine the integrity of the Paul versus Tyson event. Listen, let me tell you, as an outsider, there was no integrity. But whatever, we'll play along.
Sure.
MVP Most Valuable Promotions would like to set the record straight regarding the contractual agreements and nature of the fight. Rigging a professional boxing match is a federal crime in the U.S. So, because they don't want to go to federal prison, they have made it very clear that it was totally not rigged, and anybody that thinks it was or put up some TikTok with proof and evidence, absolutely inane and illogical. That from the head of the group that put on the boxing match. So I think conversation's over on that one. Not rigged. There it is.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
Retailers have been quietly jacking up rates on store cards. You know when you go to the store and they're like, hey, want to save an extra $10 and sign up for a credit card? Those cards that you get, the in-store cards, have been climbing. Like at least 50 major retailers, names like Macy's, Nordstrom, Gap, Big Lots, whatever, wherever you get your cards, we've got a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. According to bank rates analysis, stores raised their rates just before the Fed began cutting in order to save their profit margins. So they went up when the rates went up, but they did not go down when the rates went down, which is, anyhow, the rate hike means the average interest rate on a store credit card is currently at an all-time high as we head into the holiday shopping season. So be smart with your spending. I know sometimes you're going to put it on credit to get it sometimes, but just be aware. Maybe you have a credit card that's not associated with a store that has a lower rate. You might want to look into that.
Janet, that's you.
Janet. No, I don't ever. Nope, I don't ever do store credit cards.
Really?
Yeah, I don't either.
Just because the main reason is because I'm not allowed to.
And so, gotcha.
Smart gentleman.
Not permitted.
If I came home and told Jeff I had a store credit card from wherever, he would not be happy. So, yeah.
So well, that must have been in the... Okay, yeah. He must have took all those away before he said I do. Okay.
Probably, yeah. He's like, yeah.
Seen your wallet.
Janet, I've just gone shopping with you. You're a one-woman wrecking machine.
I know, but like I'm only allowed to use... I have two credit cards.
People, she's more than a Gold Olympic shopper.
Thank you very much.
She is a platinum, whatever the most expensive metal.
Yes, thank you.
Black and zirconium, never even heard of this metal.
I've seen her go into a little 2x2 store and buy... ridiculous amount of stuff.
I can feel what's supposed to be purchased when I walk into
a store. Oh, God, in Orleans, you almost put me in culture
shock. It speaks to you.
Yeah, it does speak to me, yes.
Oh, that's it for your news and views. Beautiful. And here's to responsible spending habits. Time right now is 6:27.
I can't even that, like, on Sunday, or on Saturday, it's December 1st. No, Sunday's December 1st. Yeah.
Sunday's December 1st.
It just is like, I can't put it, like, wrap my hands around it. Like, it's just like, oh my gosh, here we go. The holidaying begins.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.